Dodgers going to be playing today against the St. Louis Cardinals. Mitch White is on the mound for the Dodgers versus Adam Wainwright for the Cardinals. Who's getting the day off? JT?
Right. Yeah, Justin Turner's off.
Justin
today.
Turner's getting the day off. We're in that cycle where everybody needs the day off. And the Dodgers keep winning and the Giants keep winning. We're still one game behind. I think this is going to be, and I was wrong at the beginning of the season. I always admit when I'm wrong. I predicted that the Dodgers would win this division going away by 10 games. Never saw the Giants coming. Early in the season, I called them a flash in the pan. Right before the Dodgers series, I said the wheels had come off. They took 2 out of 3. The Giants are just playing great baseball right now. Their veterans are carrying that team. Buster Posey's having a great year. Brandon Crawford's having a great year. Brandon Belt is having a great year. Desclafani's been really good. He's pitching for them tonight. The Giants are not going away, and it's going to be a tough race down the line.
You said you never saw the Giants coming.
I don't think
anybody saw the Giants coming. If you go back and look at any of the early preseason predictions, everybody thought it was Dodgers Padres. The Padres are 15 games back, and you know that's Farhan Zaidi and Gabe Kapler, two guys who used to work for the Dodgers, have kind of put it all together. And you know, people forgot how great Buster Posey is. And you know, he's as a catcher, you know, you look around the major leagues, they always say that catchers make the best managers. I think that Posey is like the best leader. Maybe in him or Yadier Molina, probably in baseball right now. Have you ever interviewed Posey?
I have not. I've never interviewed Posey.
Like, super grounded. Super grounded, super smart. By the way, I think
probably Buster, a future manager.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that if you look around that team, he's their only All-Star, isn't he? Do they have another one?
Disclafani, I think.
Gausman, I think, was in there. Wasn't he? Wasn't Gausman in there?
Yeah, and
Gausman was there, yeah. I think they had a couple.
Gabe Kapler, where was it, Philly, that he kind of burned
out? Yeah, blew up in Philly. Just
has
did
really
not
reinvented
work.
Himself in L.A. I mean, in San Francisco. So you know, they're going to be there till the end. I now think the Dodgers could catch them. That's what I was wrong about. I didn't think the Dodgers could catch them. I now think they can, but it's going to be close.
We are right there. So I threw out a couple of questions there as we get ready for Dodgers-Cardinals today. Cody Bellinger is obviously a mess. I think he's an automatic out every time he steps to the plate. As Greg said, what does he have, no hits in September?
Zero
hits in
September. Yeah, but Michael, what do you do with him? He's a former Rookie of the Year, a former NL MVP just 2 years ago.
Yep.
Do you give up on him?
No, you don't give up on him, Greg. And Mace, obviously he's slumping. He's been in a slump all season, but he could break out of it. Maybe tonight will be the night he'll break out of it. You just never know. He can get a hot streak, and that's all he needs is a good couple of games.
Right,
a good
but can,
three
you
for four.
Can you afford to have, as Mason said earlier, can you afford to have an automatic out when you're chasing a team as good as the Giants?
You got enough offense around him, right? And his defense is still valuable.
His defense is valuable.
Yeah, right. When he can run stuff down the gaps of Bergman and rob extra bases.
He is a Gold Glover.
Yep. So you're going to spend all the money that you're going to spend on him? $16 million.
I'm not talking about this season. Yeah. And what
well,
you
this
do
season,
it.
He's here. I mean, there's nothing you can
actually
do.
Right,
but what do you do with him?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Keep playing him.
You play him as a defensive replacement in late inning games.
Michael, you would take the bat out of his hands, Greg?
I would take the bat out of his hands. There is no bat.
Michael, I wouldn't. You don't want to take the belief away from a young – what's he, 26, Greg? You want to take a belief away from him?
We don't have time for that, Michael. Yeah. We're in a pennant race. We don't have time for belief.
Well, but Michael's got a point, though. The only way to get him out of it is to let him work through
right.
it. So that's why it's such a hard decision.
Yeah.
You know, the highest batting average he's had in a month this season is 220?
Michael, I think if it was me, I don't know if Dave Roberts is making this decision or Andrew Friedman. It's probably Friedman. But – I would side with Bergman. I think I'd sit him.
So you guys don't think that defense is valuable in baseball?
It is.
Well, there you go.
But here's the problem. If you put Chris Taylor in center and Mookie in right and A.J. Pollock in left, that's still a pretty good defensive outfield.
Right.
So I don't think I don't think what he takes away from you offensively, he can make up for when you have other options. Now, Mace, how long is A.J. Pollock going to be out?
They said 2 to 3 weeks, or Greg is
two to three.
It's a hamstring strain. He got that in the San Francisco series on a slide at third base.
Aren't you afraid of having a Ben Simmons situation where you lose your young player loses confidence in you?
Michael, we don't have time for this. We're one game behind. Oh. And we're going into the playoffs. We could be in a one-game playoff. We cannot – look, and the other thing is, late in a game, if Cody Bellinger's in that lineup and he brings a, they bring in a lefty, I'm pinch-hitting for him. I'm sending Pujols to the plate. You cannot let Cody Bellinger hit against a lefty late in a game.
And what makes you think that he has all this confidence now? I mean, if we're going to take it away from him, doesn't he have to have actually have
Can't
it?
Can't you tell by his body language, the way he interacts in the dugout, if he's still having fun with his teammates? If he's off on the side just sulking, you can tell, right? He's basically checked out.
If he's checked in, he can. If he wants to be a good clubhouse presence, then great. Be a good clubhouse presence, and you can just do your job just like all the other Dodgers do.
You know, Bergman and Mace, you guys don't understand. These are world-class athletes, and they
He's
don't just
hitting,
lose confidence
Michael.
In themselves, even though they're struggling.
Okay,
you just don't
Michael,
figure, well, I'm just going to quit, and I can't
because
I can't do it anymore.
Let me ask you about the other side of it. How much is enough time to give him? He's really been in a two-year slump.
2 years?
Yeah, he didn't hit well last year in the pandemic year. Now, everybody said, well, that's no big deal. It was a pandemic-shortened season. He'll snap out of it. This season, he's never snapped out of it. How much time do you give him to work through it?
You know, he's a former MVP.
That means something.
Yeah, I'm going to continue to keep faith in him.
Let's see what people on the phones think.
By the way, Mace, I don't think you can put him out there in the playoffs unless he snaps
absolutely
out of this.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Let's go to Anthony in Northridge. Anthony, you're on 710. What are you doing, man?
How's it going, guys?
Good.
First of all, love you guys. Highlight of my day.
Thanks,
but basically,
man.
My biggest pet peeve with Bellinger is that he wants to impress the fans by getting a big hit, meaning he wants to hit it hard. But at this point in time, as you all know, he ain't hitting squat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Anthony, how long do you stick with him?
We must have lost Anthony.
Yeah, all right. Here's Mike in Laguna Niguel. Hey, Mike, you're on 710 ESPN. Hi.
How's it going? You guys made all good points that I had, but basically Bellinger had all his success as a rookie. The league caught up with him.
Wait, Mike, let me stop you there. He won Rookie of the Year and he won MVP in two different seasons. So he did have all his success as a young player.
Basically, no, he came up late for his Rookie of the Year, and then he hit well in the next year for his MVP. Then injuries made it impossible to alter his swing. And management still wants to do it. And when they put him in center field instead of rotating him around defensively, that secured the Dodgers' defense, and now they're catching the ball. I believe he will stay in the lineup because of his defense, because and Pollock is gone. He's gone for the season.
No.
I think he's just out for 2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 to 3 weeks. He's not gone for the season.
Mark my words.
We're going to get him back. Mark your words.
Oh,
wow.
Maybe Mike knows something.
Ah.
Well, hey, Michael, let me ask you this. How important is confidence? Like I mentioned earlier, when I talked to Buster Posey, and I've talked to him a couple of times, he just radiates a confidence in his own ability. If that guy went into a slump, I would never be worried about him. How important is like outer confidence to a baseball player?
Oh, to any athlete, it's extremely important. We've all played basketball, and we've had games where you just can't make a shot. We've all been there. We all have done that. Clay went through that a couple of years ago, 3 years ago, when he would start off shooting like 20% from three for the first month of the season. But I just told him, keep your confidence up. Just keep your routine, keep your normal shooting touch, and it'll come back. Don't lose confidence in yourself. So if you don't have confidence in yourself, I guess in any form of work you're in, you don't have to be an athlete. If you don't have confidence you can get the job done, you're not going to be successful in life.
Let me throw something into the mix here. This is Cody Bellinger's World Series numbers. He's been to three World Series now. Against Houston, he was 4 of 28, 143 batting average. Against Boston, he was 4 of 19, he was 1 of 16, an 063 batting average. And last year against Tampa Bay, he was 3 for 22 with a 136 average. On top of everything else, he doesn't come through at the biggest moments.
And
I'm
guessing very little power, right?
Very little power. Very little power. He's batting 189 career in the postseason. So on top of everything else, struggling now, has had virtually no success in the postseason.
Yeah, it's not like he's Barry Bonds, Michael.
He's not Mr. October.
Barry Bonds for years struggled in the postseason when he was so good in the regular season it didn't matter.
Yeah.
Boy, it's it's going to be really hard to put him out there in the postseason. Really hard.
Let's go to Franco in L.A. Franco, you're on 710. What are you doing, man?
Hey, first, thank you for taking my call, fellas. I'm going to throw it out there. 10 years, Little League manager, so take my comments with a grain of salt.
Okay.
I would ride with Bellinger. I would ride with Bellinger. Here goes the solution. Tell him to cut his hair. Just cut his hair. Try something different.
Yeah.
I understand what the skipper Dave is thinking. He's saying every time he goes up the back, come on, man, I know you could do it. You have it in you. You're going to have to ride it till the wheels fall off. Have faith in him.
But wait a minute, Franco. Haven't the wheels fallen off already?
No, we're still in the race. We got one game back. San Francisco's going to choke.
Okay.
By the end of the season, I think we'll be up by 3 games. And taking the division again.
All right, Franco, let me ask you a harder question. Let's say in 2 weeks everybody's healthy. Okay. Everybody's healthy.
So A.J. Pollock's good.
A.J. Pollock's good. Chris Taylor's good. Justin Turner, Corey Seager.
Mookie, everybody.
Trey Turner. So your lineup would be Will Smith, Max Muncy, Trey Turner, Corey Seager, Justin Turner. All those positions are locked. Mookie Betts has to play. He's your highest paid star. Are you going to sit either A.J. Pollock or Chris Taylor to ride with Bellinger?
I would, yes, I would.
Wow.
I would do one of those, yeah.
Who would you leave out?
Who are you sitting, Pollock, or are you sitting Taylor?
That's a good question. I probably would sit Pollock.
He's been your hottest hitter.
He's been fantastic. No,
yeah.
I'm,
all right, so thanks for the
really
call,
good,
Franco.
It's a really good way to think of it because, John, you laid it out there. There's just no room for Bellinger in that group.
Not when you're trying to chase down the Giants and, in particular, Mace. If you present that scenario in the postseason where every game can make or break you, I don't think you can afford to play him. Michael, you wouldn't play him in that scenario, would you?
If he's like hasn't come around
by the start of the playoffs, I don't think you can put him out there.
Yeah,
who are you going to sit?
Yeah, you're right. I'd give him September to at least start hitting at least somewhat consistently, Greg. But you're right. If he carries a slump into October, then you have to, like you say, situational player, then a defense.
All right. Coming up next for you. Michael, John, mm-hmm. Bergman, I want to ask you this. Don't answer right away. Would you like to increase your lifespan by 50 years? By 50 years.
How?
I will tell you. Coming up next.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I should mention this more often. There are a bunch of ways to reach the show. You can always text us. You can always tweet us at Venice Mace at LA Ireland. You can also email the show, venicemace@gmail.com. I almost gave my personal email address, and I try to get to as many emails as I can. Greg Corey Van Vactor says, you don't want to talk about Belly's shoulder, but that's the absolute problem. He has no strength for bat speed, and his kryptonite this year is the high fastball. His defense is elite, enough to give another offseason to build his strength and bat speed.
Yes, except for the fact that it's not just the high fastball. It's outside. He's swinging at pitches that are a good foot and a half outside of the plate. He has no plate discipline. His eye to the ball is totally off.
His two strike approach is just disastrous.
He's
trying to swing for the fences with two strikes.
Every swing is an uppercut. If you look at it, he's swinging at balls that are low, at high, inside, outside, on the plate, off the plate. It doesn't matter. He cannot see the ball out of the pitcher's hand whatsoever. So that is not a shoulder thing. That is a mental and that is an eye thing.
All right. I want to throw this out to Michael and John and you. There's a company called Calico Labs up in the Silicon Valley. It's funded by Larry Page and Jeff Bezos. And it is a longevity science facility. And what they are trying to do is to create the technology to increase lifespan by 50 years. By 50 years. Would you want your life to be extended by 50 years?
I mean, and be able to take care, feed yourself, and
Be able to hold yourself together.
Of course, and your also your loved ones too, right? Everybody,
yeah, and your loved ones, absolutely.
Yeah, of course. Well, who would want to live 50 more years and be able to, you know, still enjoy life normally? Of course.
My first instinct was no. I think that I've used up enough. I mean, the planet's too crowded already. If everybody lives 50 years longer.
No, it's not. It's you ever been to Montana? Ain't nobody up there.
No, I was just
Wyoming? There's 250,000 people.
I was just in Idaho. There's a lot of space up there.
Yeah, there you go.
So, if you give me 80 good years, I say that's a win and I check out. But since I have a special needs kid and I don't know if he's ever going to work, I need the extra time to make money.
Yeah.
So I think I would take it so I could bank some more cash for Jack.
I mean, think about it. Our life expectancy has probably been expanded, 20 years since the early 19th or 20th century, you know, with all modern technology and medicines and stuff like that.
Mace, remember Logan's Run when the light in your hand started flashing, you had to check out at 30?
Yeah. You were done.
Back
turn
in the
30, you're over.
Back in the medieval days, if you were 50, you were considered old because you were getting ready to die back in those days.
People died in their 30s in those days. Yeah.
Right. So why not if you didn't spend an extra 50 years on the earth and still enjoy life?
Bergman?
Yeah, if I'm enjoying life.
An extra 50 years.
Yeah, if I'm enjoying life still, but if I'm not enjoying life, then just, pull the cord.
Hey,
Michael, think of
how many more chances you'd have to shoot your age in golf.
Exactly. And how many more rings we could get with the Lakers.
here's what's weird. I was just looking at this. Where do you think the United States ranks in lifespan?
Lifespan?
Against all other countries.
Japan's got to be number one. They always are number one. Japan's always number one. So I'm going to say
Hong Kong's one, Japan's two.
And you see those Scandinavians, they live pretty old, too.
Yeah, I'm going to say we're not top five, but maybe on the back end of the top 10.
Yeah, we got to be in the top 10.
We are number 46.
What?
Yep.
How's that possible?
Number 46.
Too many chunky Americans?
I think that's what it is, Michael. Yeah. I mean, I think that...
Yeah, probably.
You know, half of us are overweight right
fast
now.
Fast food? Too much fast food?
Defined as obese. Fast food? Yeah, all that stuff. All that stuff.
Wow.
Switzerland, Singapore, Italy, Spain, Australia, Channel Islands, Iceland, South Korea. All those countries are in front of us. Sweden is number 13. We are number 46. Italy is number 6.
Must be something to that wine. But then again, everybody over there smokes.
It is something about the wine, Michael. Yeah. You're absolutely right.
But then they smoke to sort of cancel out the wine.
Yeah, people do smoke in Europe. Oh my God.
Yeah.
They smoke so much. Italy and France.
Yeah.
They smoke so much.
I mean, babies smoke over there.
But I find that shocking that we are that low on the list.
I know. That is shocking.
Hey, so, Mace, I just got to – you got it too – I just got a text from the great John Patterson.
Yeah, I love John. Great guy from OC Mazda.
Yeah, I love the Logan's Run reference. That movie needs to be redone. Wasn't it redone? Wasn't Ryan Gosling going to redo it? Did that die? I thought Logan's Run did get redone. The original
I don't know the answer to
the
that.
The original was in 1976. But I was convinced that there was a remake and that it was like...
There was a TV movie of The Longest Run.
Of Logan's Run.
Of Logan's Run. Of Logan's Run. That aired in 2013. So
maybe
there was a
thinking.
Remake, but it was a television
okay,
remake.
That's what I'm thinking.
That movie is ripe to be remade.
Yeah, everything is. Every movie is ripe to be
remade.
By
the way, everything is being remade. And a big shout out, I'm going to do this again because I think it's such a good movie, and I'm such a big fan of Simu Li, who's the star of it. Shang-Chi, Legend of the Ten Rings, fantastic. John, is that a movie that you will watch when it comes out on
no,
a home video?
No, but the next movie I'm going to watch, and I've been promising, our buddy Ben Shelton has been on me to watch it, and I'm going to watch it on my way to North Carolina this weekend. Is Coda. Have you seen Coda yet?
It is so friggin' great. It's my favorite movie of the year by far.
Ben said the same thing. He said
it was
unbelievable. Oh, you saw it too?
I saw it. It was fantastic.
That's the next movie in my queue.
Yeah, it is.
And by the way, that stands CODA
movie.
Is CODA. It stands for Children of Deaf Adults. Mace, give the elevator pitch of what it's
about.
The
elevator pitch is it's a family of four. Three people are deaf, the parents are deaf, and the brother is deaf, and then there's one girl who can hear. And she becomes a singer, a fine, fine singer. And it's the way that family reacts to her being able to hear and being able to sing. It's just a beautifully done movie with great music.
And my girl Marlee Matlin from The West Wing's in it, right?
Marlee Matlin's fantastic in this movie. Yeah. So yeah. Coda, it's on Apple Plus right now. And that's a big recommend. All right, I wanted to get to one more thing, and that is the lie of the day, which is coming up next. Now, John, I'm going to ask you, have you told the lie?
Yeah.
That means that somebody coming up can win a pair of tickets to see the Rams and Bears Sunday night at the brand-new SoFi Stadium, see Matthew Stafford, see Aaron Donald. Right now, jump on the phones, 877-710-ESPN. If you think you know John's lie. And by the way, John, I don't think I do.
Okay, so should I give, since we want people to win the tickets, should I give a hint or no?
Yeah, give a hint.
I'm going to be honest with you, John. I have no idea.
Yeah,
what
I have
is.
No idea. Okay. Everything sounded true to me.
Yeah, you lie so well, we can't tell.
All right, I am undefeated as a liar.
Yes, you are.
It was within the last 45 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, that's your hint.
All right, 877.
It was recent. The lie was recent.
877-710-ESPN if you think you know John's lie today. We will do that next. And then, game of games. Michael, your game today, right?
Yes, the game is about your first name.
Oh, excellent.
Yours
excellent.
And Ireland's and Lindsay's and Jorge's.
Well, we're not Lindsay. You got to change it to Greg.
No, I got Lindsay because I didn't know Lindsay wasn't going to be here.
Oh, okay.
So Greg, he'll assume the Lindsay portion.
Okay, got it.
Excellent, excellent. Greg is Lindsay. Actually,
not as cute,
she
though.
Is. She is. He is. John Patterson, by the way, great guy, OC Mazda, always listens to the show, and we appreciate him. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right. By the way, I just got good word from Matthew Berry. Tomorrow at 2 p.m.
Oh, good.
He's going to join us, and we're going to send him our fantasy football rosters blind, and he's going to tell us who has the better roster. Our draft is tonight. So thank you to Matthew Berry for doing that. He will be with us throughout the year with this or that and helping you win your fantasy league fantasy matchup every single week. All right. So we're giving away Rams-Bears tickets right now. Sunday night football, Matthew Stafford, Aaron Donald, Jalen Ramsey, unbelievable stadium, greatest stadium in the world.
How many people is it going to be packed?
It's going to be packed, absolutely. Going
to
be packed.
Everybody has to wear a mask?
I don't think so.
I don't know the answer to that. I don't know the answer. I'll find out before.
Is that roof open?
Yeah, it's an outdoor. It's technically an outdoor venue. Okay.
It is an outdoor venue, so we'll have to wait and see. John, your lie of the day is out there. I don't know what it is.
Me either. I'm trying to remember what you were talking about 40 minutes.
I can give another hint, or you want to see if somebody gets it?
Let's see if somebody gets it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Frank in Fullerton. Hey, Frank, you're on 710 ESPN. Frank, what did I lie about?
Was it that James Worthy got you into that golf course?
No, but a good guess. Sorry,
that's what
Frank.
I was thinking, too.
Yep, nope, we're going, and he got us in. All right, Walter in Canoga Park. Hey, Walter, what do you think the lie was?
It's about Massimo going to your high school reunion.
No.
Oh.
Yeah, no, he did go. He was in my high school class. He'll be at that reunion.
By the way, love the music that's going on right now. That is
Pink
classic.
Panther, right?
Pink Panther, yeah.
Jesse in Rancho Cucamonga. Hey, Jesse, you there?
Yep.
All right, take a shot, man.
Our ranking in the life expectancy.
No, that was Mason. But
no, that was me, and that's true.
All right, here's my hint.
Okay.
My lie is baseball related. Okay.
Okay.
My lie is baseball related, and again, it came in the last 45 minutes.
God, I still can't think.
So between 2:45 and 3:30, here is John in Corona. Hey, John, you there? Okay, John dropped.
John dropped.
Here's Anson in Long Beach. Anson, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there, but someone took my answer. Thanks, love the show.
All right, man. See ya.
Okay. Give is another it? Hint, because I can't.
Okay.
Is it? Let me guess. Is it?
Wait. The listeners. Oh, you listeners can help. Yeah, you can help a listener.
Go ahead, Michael. You can ask. Let's let Jacob in Anaheim. Jacob, it was in the last 45 minutes, and it's baseball related. What do you think?
I think you're lying about your take on Cody Bellinger.
Yeah,
I think the opposite.
I think that's it too.
No.
No. Wow.
No. Did not lie about Cody Bellinger.
Give a better hint.
Okay. It doesn't have to do with the Dodger. It's baseball related, and it doesn't have to do with the Dodgers. So think of other teams and people
I got it.
We talked about.
You All know, right, Greg?
Do you want?
I'm not going to say it.
Dave in Northridge. Hey, Dave.
I think the answer is, did you not interview Buster Posey?
That's 100% right, Dave. I have never interviewed Buster Posey. I don't even know what Buster Posey sounds like.
Oh, that's awesome. And you said you interviewed him a couple times.
Yeah, and then I said it twice. I wanted to reemphasize it. So at first I said to Mason, have you ever interviewed him? And Mason says, no, have you? I said, yes, absolutely. He's a super grounded leader. And he's and then later I go, I mentioned I interviewed Buster Posey. When I talked to that guy, he would never lose his confidence.
That's awesome. That is a great lie. So who's our winner?
Dave in Northridge.
Dave in Northridge. Congratulations. Pair of tickets, see Rams, Bears, Sunday night football. Let's say get Sierra. I'm so excited for this. By the way, there are still some tickets left. You can purchase tickets at rams.com/CHI.
I'm not excited for it.
Okay.
Why?
Why not?
Because the stupid Nagy won't start Justin Fields.
By the way, Michael, I think that's a terrible mistake by him.
Yeah.
I think that's why I'm taking the Rams as my survivor pick. Yeah. And Michael, pull up the games you're having it because I'm going to ask you for yours in a second. But Mace, your job as a head coach in the NFL, I don't care about, this isn't college football. I don't care about development. I don't care about worrying about a guy and what it might do to him down the road. You have one job, give your team the best chance to win. And I don't think Matt Nagy's doing that.
No.
I think that Justin...
Why would he not? Let me ask you, why would he not
I think they cut a deal. I think they cut a deal with Andy Dalton that if he came in, he would be given the opportunity to be the starter.
You know what? So you remember what Seattle did that with Mike Flynn, and then Russell Wilson
came along. Yeah.
And he just wowed him and said, forget that
Right,
plan.
Well, clearly Justin Fields didn't wow him enough
but
to put him out there
but
on the
Mace,
field
did you
SoFi
see
Stadium.
Justin Fields in the preseason?
Yeah, I saw him. I saw him. He looks great.
Yeah.
But I think anybody that goes with a young quarterback, you know, if the 49ers go with Trey Lance, Zach Wilson's going to play for the Jets. Trevor Lawrence is going to play for Jacksonville.
But wait a minute.
We know all these guys.
But wait
I don't
a minute.
Think you're necessarily in position to win.
But here's the thing. If you don't play the guy in San Francisco, you still have Jimmy G. I don't think there's anybody. I mean, I've been listening to all these guys. Orlovsky, Marcus Spears, Greenberg, all those guys can get up. None of those guys think Andy Dalton is better than Justin Fields.
And you know what the stupid argument is, Mace? You know football. Nobody knows football more than you around here, Mace. They keep saying that, well, you don't want to put Justin Fields behind such a bad offensive line. Well, that's why you need a mobile quarterback behind a bad offensive line.
Yeah,
so
no, I don't disagree with Michael, but I also believe that Matt Nagy is doing whatever it takes to win that football game. He's way closer to this than we are. He has watched these guys in their reps. He has seen these guys in preseason. He knows these guys. He feels like, and I don't disagree with this, I think it's smart to give your quarterback a soft opening.
All right, so wait a minute. Mace, would you, if Andy Dalton gets hurt or struggles, would you go to Nick Foles instead of Justin Fields?
No, at that point I'd go to Justin Fields.
But you just said you want to give him a soft opening.
You're assuming the worst, that Andy Dalton gets hurt and has to leave the game. It's not ideal, but you would go to Justin Fields. I don't even know if they'll have – will they even have Nick Foles active? Most teams only carry two active quarterbacks.
Well, yeah, that's a good question.
Well, with Aaron Donald, you better have three active ones.
Yeah, you better have three. Exactly.
Well, there is
right.
that rule, you guys, that if a guy gets hurt, the clipboard holder gets activated automatically. You just can't bring the first guy back in. That's why you'll always see a third quarterback dressed, but he may not be active. But if Andy Dalton were to get knocked out of the game with an injury, like go into concussion protocol, you could then activate Foles. So I think that's what they'll probably do.
Yeah, yeah. But I think Justin Fields is second on the depth chart if they have to go to him. But if you look at the way Aaron Rodgers is a unique situation. He held a clipboard for, 2 years,
I think?
Yeah,
but he was behind a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I'm saying he had a chance to learn. He had a chance to figure it out. He had a chance to adjust to what it's like, to the speed, all that stuff. And the same thing with Jared Goff. He started, I think, game 7, maybe game 8. He had a soft opening. The Rams I think sometimes if you go with a rookie, you're basically going to say it's a year where we're not going to win.
So you think the Jets should not start Zach Wilson?
No, because they're going nowhere. I see no reason why they shouldn't start Zach Wilson.
Yeah,
the Jets are an awful team.
Same thing with Jacksonville.
Awful team. Start Trevor Lawrence. But if you think you got a chance to win – Start with the vet.
All right, hey,
create
Michael,
a soft opening.
Pick, give me one team that's going to win this week in the NFL for your survival.
Well, it's a dangerous game, even though they're at home, because their opponent really is a good team. We'll have an excellent defense, but I think Kansas City will hold up.
Okay.
They're hosting Cleveland.
So Michael Thompson, oh, that is a tough game.
Yeah,
Kansas City,
game.
Cleveland.
All right, well, go, okay, so Michael's taking KC. I got the Rams. My mom's got Tampa Bay. Mace, you're going with me. You're taking the Rams?
I'm taking the Rams. Okay. My mom's taking the 49ers. My not-stepdad Leo's taking Tampa Bay tomorrow night. Juan is taking Buffalo. He's got some crazy system. Those are the survivor picks. So two 49ers, two Rams, two Tampa Bays, and a Carolina for Greg.
If we get knocked out, if you and I both get knocked out in week one, I did, you know, 2 years ago, I did get knocked out in week one.
Wow.
I took New Orleans at home.
I was on the same game. I got wiped
Tampa
out too.
Bay, and it knocked out 50% of the pool. And that was
last year. You went down to the wire.
I finished second. And the way I lost was the Rams lost to the Jets at home. I saved the Rams all year.
Brutal.
And remember they laid that egg against the Jets?
Yep.
And I thought I was going to win it all. I thought I had it. And I lost it in the last week.
Didn't Amanda win it 1 year?
I don't remember Amanda. Who Ben won it 1 year.
I split 1 year. We came down to three, and I split, which I think is a reasonable position.
Of
we
course.
Had gone to week 14, and they said, hey, do you guys want to split? And we split it three
last
ways.
Last year, I was the one who refused to split because I had the Rams playing the Jets at home.
And you thought you had it.
Yeah, I kneecapped myself.
Yep. All right. Coming up next, I love when Michael Thompson's games come along because they're always smart. They're always interesting. I always learn something.
The day the game is your first name.
The game is your first name. That is coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Yes, it is Game of Games time. And so far in the month of September, I have won once. Bergman, I can't believe I'm saying this. Bergman has won twice.
Get used to it. I'm going to win a lot of these.
Yeah, good at games.
Yep.
Ireland yet to scratch. Jorge on vacation. But if Zach is the winner today, Jorge gets credit for it. Zach, are you able to play as well?
Nah, Zach, I can't. Not right now.
Not right Zach's now. Out. Okay, so all right, so it's me, Bergman, and Mason, Michael.
Yes.
Michael, are you there?
Yes, we are
okay.
Here.
All right, you're up, man. You got the game?
Narcissists, we all are. We all want to be a star. Well, today, you will play the game, identify the star with your first name. Let's find out who's the biggest narcissist of the bunch. Greg, John, I'm sure you guys have a hunch. So today, today is all about your name. And what Mason wants more than anything, fame.
Yes.
So, all Michael, right. Can I assume that all these people are either going to be named John, Steve, or Lindsay?
Or Jorge. Spelled J-O-R-G-E. Okay. I thought Jorge was going to be here, so I put him in here, too.
Is your name your buzzer?
Yep, your name's your buzzer.
Okay. All right, here we go.
All right, here we go. And Jorge, by the way, spelled George is spelled J-O-R-G-E, the Latino way.
Got it.
This famous John was known for making quite a racket when he performed.
John. Greg. John McEnroe.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
This famous Steve was or is quite the comedian.
John.
Mason.
Mason. Ireland.
It's Steve Martin.
Yes. This famous Lindsay's career went downhill fast.
Greg. Lindsay Vaughn.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
This famous Jorge or George was a four-time champion.
Greg. Jorge Posada.
Yes.
Wow.
Holy hell.
This famous John had a bad day in Dallas.
John.
Mason.
John. It's JFK.
Yes. This famous Steve never missed a baseball game.
Mason.
John.
Mason. No clue.
John. This famous Steve never missed a baseball game.
I don't know.
Greg, maybe his name's weird. Cal Ripken.
Steve Garvey.
Steve Garvey.
Remember? He had like a 1,000-game streak.
All right, it's Greg 3, John 2, and Mason Bupkis.
This famous Lindsay was some kind of woman, bionic even.
John.
Lindsay
Wagner.
Yes.
Oh, that's not fair.
This famous Jorge will kick your ass.
Greg. Jorge Masvidal.
Yes.
I don't even know who that is.
Hell. He's a UFC fighter in Ireland.
Okay.
This famous John says you can't see him. This famous John says you can't see him. Wrestler.
Oh, John.
Greg. John.
John Cena.
Yes.
All right. It's 4-4, Bergman, and Mason is just like,
I am just getting
how do you have four, John?
Thing.
I just got my four.
He just got his four.
I just got John Cena.
This famous John is what thousands of people go to use every
John.
Day. John.
The toilet.
Nope. And it's not a toilet.
Oh. Say the whole thing again, please.
This famous John is what thousands of people go to use every day, and it's not a toilet. This famous John.
Oh, I know what it is.
John.
Mason.
Mason.
I don't know.
John Wayne Airport.
John Wayne. John Wayne.
Oh, jeez. That's a weird clue.
This famous John loved his Saturday nights.
John.
Mason.
John Belushi.
No. Loved his Saturday nights. This famous John.
Ah!
Mason.
Mason.
Elton John.
Oh.
No.
This famous
Saturday nights Bergman. For fighting.
Bergman?
No, oh, Michael, no. I'll get it. I can't get the point. Yeah. It's John Travolta.
John Travolta. Saturday Night Fever.
Yeah.
This famous Steve is always between families.
John.
John.
Steve Urkel.
No. This famous Steve is always between families.
Between families.
Between families.
Families. Families. Families. Think families.
Steve.
Three.
Two.
One.
Mace.
Harvey.
It's still a great night.
Steve Harvey.
Oh, still a great
night. Oh, Family Feud. Yeah, that was a good one. I like that.
This famous Lindsay represents South Carolina in the U.S. Senate.
John.
John.
No idea.
Who is Lindsey Graham?
Yes. This famous Jorge once played for the Dodgers. This famous Jorge once played for the Dodgers.
Once played for the Dodgers.
Jorge, pinch hitter, Jorge.
Mason.
Mason.
No, it's not.
Jorge Horta.
Jose Orta.
George Orta.
I don't know who that is.
I remember him, but.
Now I've got Ireland 5, Bergman 4. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah.
This famous John's film career spanned 47 years.
Mason.
Mason.
Steve.
This
McQueen.
Famous John. Oh. Career spanned 47 years.
John Wayne.
No.
No idea.
3-2-1 John Ireland.
Oh, no. True.
Yeah. John Ireland, yes.
Different type.
This famous John calls himself one of which he is not, according to me. This famous John calls himself one of which he is not.
John.
John.
I'm going to guess you're talking about Sir Elton John.
Nope. He calls himself this, but he is not, I don't think. John Legend.
John Legend.
Very good. Very
this
good.
Famous Steve loved his apples.
Greg. Steve Jobs.
Yes.
Oh, this five famous, to five, Bergman.
This famous Lindsay is talented, but sometimes she's a mess.
Mason.
John.
Mason.
Lindsay Fulton.
No.
John.
Oh, that was
John.
Mean.
Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan. Ireland, you always know the messy girls.
Mason went for the laugh. I liked his answer better.
This famous George or Jorge is often sidelined by his job.
John.
John.
George Sedano.
Yes.
Oh, that was.
Oh, wait a minute. It's Ireland 6, Bergman 5.
No, I have 7.
Yeah, he has 7.
I have 7. Bergman has 5. Okay, we got time for more. Here we go.
This famous Lindsay was a very good tennis player.
Greg.
John.
Greg.
Lindsay Davenport.
Yes.
Holy hell, Bergman.
This famous John always assisted his co-workers. Assisted his co-workers. This famous
John.
John.
John Stockton.
Yes.
Oh, good call.
This famous Steve is Canada's greatest that it's ever produced.
John.
John.
Steve Nash.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
This famous Lindsay was known for his voice and plaid.
John.
Coat. John.
Lindsay Nelson.
Yes.
Who?
This famous John was a nice guy, maybe because his name was so sweet.
John.
John.
No,
Candy.
Greg.
John Candy.
Oh, it's John Candy,
Candy right.
But it is. You didn't say your name. Neither of you said
I
your
said
name.
I said John Candy.
You didn't
no,
say
Jason,
your name.
No, Jason, you didn't say your name. You just brought it out. John Candy.
Greg.
This famous Steve was Tony Soprano's cousin.
Mason.
Mason.
Steve Sciarippa?
No. Steve, actor. This famous Steve was Tony Soprano's cousin.
I don't know the names.
Oh,
of the
actors. John.
Yeah, John.
Stevie Van Zandt.
No.
I don't know the name.
Wow, bunch of Steve Buscemi.
Oh,
Steve
God.
Buscemi.
I did know that one. It was his cousin.
Right,
I just
Bergman,
watched
I
it.
I don't think you can catch
no,
me,
you
but
can
Michael,
never catch up.
Do three more.
This famous Lindsay plays on the U.S. National Women's Soccer Team. You guys wouldn't get this one. Lindsay starts with an H. Lindsay.
Oh, I should know this.
I should know this, too.
Lindsay Horan.
Oh,
yeah.
No,
no,
I shouldn't.
We'd never get that.
This famous George was the fat guy on the TV series Lost.
I didn't watch that.
John.
John.
Jorge Garcia.
Yes. Very good.
Wow.
All right, nice goodness. Done. This famous Steve was a great actor.
There's a lot
Mason.
Of those.
Mason.
Steve McQueen?
Yes.
That's what
Mason
I was
saying.
Yes!
You
got one!
So it's Ireland 12, Bergman 6, and Mace. Avoids the Curtis with a
Woo!
One.
All right, Mace. You
needed that bad.
You didn't get any of your Steves.
No, I didn't get any. I got one.
One
I got one in that game. Michael, that's a very tough game. Those
that
are
was
very clever clues, though.
Michael, your games are always excellent.
Well, thank you.
You're doing a great job. Michael, you realize that our first game is now less than a month away. October 3rd. By the way, have I told you guys? I think I, Mace, I told you. I can't remember if I've had this conversation on the air. On that day, Michael, October 3rd, it is a Sunday, okay? Our game is against Brooklyn, a potential preview of the NBA Finals. It's a preseason game, and it's at 12:30 at Staples Center. Mace, at 1 o'clock, there's a Rams game at SoFi. And at noon, there is the last Dodgers regular season game of the year. It could turn out to be the one of the craziest days in LA sports history, especially if the Dodgers need that game to determine the division.
Oh, yeah.
And so Rams at home, Lakers at home, Dodgers at home, all on the same day, all at the same time on October 3rd.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just kind of worked out that way.
What a day. What a day. All right. Well, we're in the books for today. That was a good show. Michael, thank you very much for coming in and hanging out. Appreciate it, man.
I got to do double duty next week. Your show and the show after, next on the 50.
Wow.
Amanda ordered me to.
Wait, is that the whole week or one day?
Just one day.
Okay.
One day. Okay, cool. Hey, Dodgers about to start with the Cardinals. It is Mitch White. Go Mitch White versus Adam Wainwright. Giants are at Colorado. Come on, Rockies. Knock them off one time. We're still one game behind. Exciting pennant race. We're all over it for you tomorrow. Plus, our fantasy draft is tonight. Tomorrow at 2 o'clock, Matthew Berry will join us, and he will tell us who has the best roster, me or Ireland. Big day tomorrow. Make sure you're here. Coming up next for you, my favorite afternoon drive show there is. It is Sedano and Cap next. 710 ESPN.